You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know what I get fired up to do, B?
What's that?
I love when the boys just talk ball. And now we're in it. We're here.
Yeah, for a long time.
We are here, dude.
Let's go.
We've been listing our ass off. List season, ranking season. Now it's football season.
Yeah.
I want to go through and establish where Washington might have the edge this weekend against the Giants. Vegas says the Commanders are a 6-point favorite. But I saw Lee yesterday at the pool, and he was telling me he's a little freaked out by this game. Yo, you can get it 5.5 on DraftKings.
Why?
I asked him just that. And he said that Giants D-line seems like it's going to be really, really good. So let's start right there.
Okay.
Vegas has Washington as 5.5, 6-point favorites. Defensively, we know what Dexter Lawrence is. That's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Brian Burns has been good.
When he wants to play.
Kayvon Thibodeau has been excellent against Washington.
This team. Yeah.
And nobody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, you add Abdul Carter is a really big challenge, we think.
Yeah.
Bobby Okereke is a linebacker I've always really liked. Washington also invested a lot in their offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you make of Giants D-line versus Washington's O-line?
I think Washington's O-line now, so Kayvon Thibodeau has been amazing coming off that left side. Well, now you got to go deal with Tons on a regular basis. I think that could be a push. We know what Dexter Lawrence is capable of, but I still feel a healthy Coleman inside now, and him and Biadasz together having a deal with Lawrence, they have a good chance. I don't think this team, this offensive line is what it was. It's better, and I expect better from it.
I agree. Do you think?
I believe he will be.
How much do you think a rookie pass rusher like Abdul Carter, and the last time we saw him in that playoff loss to Notre Dame, he looked like a bad man, and I think he was playing with a hurt shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think a rookie pass rusher immediately can make an impact? We're talking about
the great ones, number five overall pick. The great ones step in and then do what they got to do. Then again, most of them don't have that success early.
Micah did.
Micah, and I say the great ones. Micah is considered great. Micah was compared to Lawrence Taylor. But you also have an offensive lineman who's athletic as hell that may be over there facing him. So Connelly would have to come out and show his mettle real quick as well.
I mean, Connerly Carter is a pretty juicy matchup right away.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence is more unique in that it's like the interior guys have to deal with him because they'll move him around a little bit and they'll have different plans for that. How confident are you in Connerly week one thrown right into the fire?
Hey, he was drafted in the first round. I don't care if he was a 20-something pick. No, you're a first rounder. I think anywhere from first to the end of the third round, even in some people in the fourth, you're picked to be able to play today, not have to wait. And the first round pick, and the way that Cliff wanted him and how the talk was about him, this guy should be able to step out there and go for it.
Now let's flip this upside down. White Brian, you can help us here. The Giants tried to address their offensive line. Andrew Thomas is the big key. The big left tackle. He just came back to practice like 10 days ago or so. Is that about right?
Yeah, he's always dealing with something.
Sounds like a Giants fan.
So projections for the Giants O-line is, I'm going left to right here, Thomas, John Runyon, who you played with his dad, I think. I just remember John Madden loved John Runyon. Yeah, Runyon would always like highlight him.
Runyon was nasty.
Thomas, Runyon, Schmitz at center, Van Roten at right guard, and then Jermaine, help me with that last name, Illuminor, is that right?
Yeah, Illuminor.
Okay. How you feeling about the Giants O-line, Dub B?
I think it's a lot better than it has been in the past. They really need Schmitz to take the next step. They drafted him 2 years ago, but I like the tackles.
Tackles help. Now we're talking about a Commanders defensive line that I think the Commanders D line has been the most overhauled unit on the field, frankly. I thought Dorrance had a really good camp.
He did.
Payne going into a contract year. Kinlaw wearing 99 just feels right.
Yeah, instead of the 52.
Yeah. Von Miller on the edge. You've got Wise, Johnny Newton, Jacob Martin, who I thought showed. Eddie Goldman, probably your last D lineman that made the roster, and then Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Who do you think has the advantage there? Burgundy Gold D line versus Giants O line.
I don't have a clue. Because, like, these guys, all of them haven't played together, like talking about, and it's time to see that. So that's one I'm willing to go there and be able to watch because, like, I, you know me, I'm watching offensive line, defensive line more than I'm watching anything, and I'll see how that line of scrimmage move back and forth. And this Kinlaw, everybody said the right stuff so far. It's time now to go on the field and show it. And we haven't seen our starters enough to know anything. You feel better about them. The time that they were in the game, I saw some stuff, but wasn't enough of it. So,
how much, I don't believe, maybe against the Bengals we saw for a drive. Like, how much timing and just familiarity does a D-line need? Because Von Miller didn't play at all. And I don't know what his snaps are going to be like. Like, listed out, they have him as the starting D-end.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think Wise will start. Like, the first four dudes on Sunday, first and 10, Giants get the kickoff, first and 10 from the 27. I think we'll see Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, Wise, not Miller.
Possibly, yeah.
Do you agree with that or no?
Because, like, he already said he's going to be, like, a specialty guy. He's coming in for certain moments. So when it's pass rush ability, he's coming.
I think when it's a pass rush, when it's a clear pass rush situation, third and nine or something, I think Johnny Newton gets on the field too. I think Newton helps you more as a pass rusher than he does against the run.
Yeah. But I he'll get on the field a little bit more. But the thing about it, you're going to have Von Miller out there in those moments. He played, what, 25-30%?
I'm saying interior, but yeah.
Interiorly, I can see Newton getting some opportunities. But that's the thing about it. They like to use people in certain situations.
Sure.
And this is going to be something now where they have the guys that they want, per se, we see how this thing works out for him.
Do you have a concern that they haven't played together and it will need a little bit of time?
Looking at the league now, Jay, nobody plays a lot. And my whole thing is that you're going to build that over time anyway. Whether they had played together or not in preseason a little bit more, you still got to, in them first four games, you're going to figure out what you can do and what you can't do. And the coaches are going to start scheming up stuff. Like right now, what they were doing in preseason was line up and go play. Now, I need so-and-so on this down. Or if it's this down and I got this tackle here, I know I have a distinct advantage. I'm going to have him rushing that guy instead of, you know, trying to rush another guy. So the things now is all going to be like orchestrated about what you're going to do based off of what you know about somebody.
All right, let's go to the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I think Malik Nabers is a bad man. Malik Nabers last year, week one, kind of dominated. Now, they just gave him everything underneath, and he never really got deep. And then mm-hmm. he had the bad drop late in that game, which really helped Washington win.
Yep. I just finished talking to Landfill. He asked me about some keys, and I told him one thing. What's one of those keys, Landfill? Don't give up big plays. If they give it to him underneath and you can hold him like that all game, do that. But you don't want him waking up. He is a bad man.
One key, Brian, is to not leave your keys on top of the refrigerator.
You can do that.
I found them, just saying.
You're lucky. If they wouldn't have fallen, you wouldn't even know they were there.
Of all the receivers in this game, is Nabers the best? Both sides?
At this point, Nabers has a big play ability. He hadn't really proven himself completely. So I still like 17 over here, too.
Sure.
Hey, the thing about Terry, people talking about, oh, man, you know, he doesn't do that. The dude catches the ball. And that's all that matters. If I'm a quarterback and I throw it up, you're wide open, you catch it. Somebody's checking in, you catch it. That's all the hell that matters. Catch the ball.
So the Giants receiving core, Nabers, Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson. They have that kid, Jalen Hyatt. I liked him a lot coming out a couple. I think he went to Tennessee. I liked him a lot coming out a couple of years ago. Never really hasn't shown much. Commander's secondary.
They're going to be tested early.
I think you
But we think our secondary is better this year than it was last year this time, right?
Yeah. I think you're starting. Odds are you're starting in nickel. If I had to give you my first 11 players on the field, see if I can do the math. Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, Wise, Wagner,
Luvu. That's six.
Amos, Samerstill, Lattimore, Harris, Quan.
Quan, yeah.
So of that secondary, knowing that Nabers is on the other side, I like the kid they drafted 2 years ago, I think, out of Penn State, Theo Johnson, the big tight end. Who do you think has the advantage, just the skill position guys versus the Commander's secondary?
I believe the secondary is much better than last year now.
I agree. I
believe after Nabers, I don't think the other guys have something I'm really worried about.
I think, like, if you had to rank just straight up, like, the best players of the whatever we've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I think Nabers would be one. But I think after Nabers, it is probably four or five Washington dudes before the next Giants guy.
I'm with that.
You know? Like, I think Nabers is that dude, but there's a lot of excitement about Amos. I think Lattimore, if he's right, is a big difference maker. Mikey, I think Quan is on the verge of the Pro Bowl.
Mikey is a baller, though.
Yeah, man. I will be curious how much what we see of Revo at safety and if there's a rotation or how that goes with Harris. I am going to be curious about that. Let's flip it, B. Commander skill position, guys. Terry, we expect Noah Brown fully healthy. Deebo Samuel has looked fantastic. Jalen Lane is the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited some folks. Then Ertz. You could include Bates and Sennett and Yankoff mm-hmm. if you want, but Ertz can be your primary pass catcher. The Giants DBs, they drafted the kid out of Maryland a couple of years ago, Deontay Banks.
That guy was talking a lot.
Yeah, they lost a lot when the safety left and went to Green Bay. Brian, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but what I'm seeing is Debo is starting corner, Tyler Newbin at safety, Javon Holland at free, Deontay Banks on the other side, and then Drew Phillips is kind of their nickel slot guy. Does that sound right, White Brian? How confident are you in that group?
I really like the safeties. I think Drew Phillips is going to be a good player, but the outside corners, it's a disaster.
It's hard not to look at that on paper, B, and be excited about Terry and Debo.
I'm definitely excited about it.
Versus that group.
See, the thing about it, Terry has shown what he's capable of without having a supporting cast. Now you got Debo. Zach Ertz still around. Noah Brown comes up. They have to worry about more now. Now Terry gets to see not the double teams a lot. He gets to go handle stuff himself. And if they decide to go double Terry, then Debo lights you up. I'm excited about this off. I'm excited about our skill positions right now.
Let's go to the running backs because we don't know a lot here. I like the Giants linebackers. I like McFadden and Okereke. I think they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders running backs, B-Rob ain't here. Eight's not walking through that door. So you've got Eckler, and we didn't see any of Eckler in preseason, so I feel like folks maybe have forgotten about him a little bit. Eckler's here, and we'll have a defined role.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Bill, C-Rod, McNichols. I kind of expect all of them to be active on game day. Do you agree with that?
Four people, yeah. I think so.
Because they all play specials.
Yeah.
How do you feel running backs against the linebackers? I think Okereke can play.
They can play, but the thing about it is I don't think there's a linebacker on the Giants side that's going to check Austin Eckler out the backfield. And so it comes down to the running game. And the running game is what can their defense. Now, we talked earlier about their D linemen. And you talked about Thibodeau. Thibodeau will wreak havoc in passing game. Does he do it in the running game?
Lawrence is who you're trying
to. Dexter Lawrence is the guy. So we got to find out, can those other guys stand up when that pressure is on them in a running game?
White Brian, tell me what I need to know about Raheem Nunez-Roches, senior.
He's not very good.
Okay.
Damn. his name is fly.
It's a hell of a name. I want to Washington's chances to run the ball pretty well against the Giants. Don't know till you see it, though, because what they had in Robinson was a dude that left yards on the field. He wasn't the most explosive player. But like to me, B-Rob was like a B-minus running back. That has value, and you don't have that. And now you've got guys with – Bill's got serious upside, but we haven't seen it in the game. Mm-hmm. He got banged up in New England. I'm really curious. Tomorrow's the first injury report. Really curious what we see if Bill lands on that injury report.
I hope he doesn't.
I certainly hope not, too. The Giants last year, 27th in the NFL in rush yards allowed. Now, a lot of that, when you're bad and teams are able to pass it on you, then they can run it on you. Like, it just kind of when you're a bad football team, you're going to give up a lot of rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Really curious about Bill. And B, I think the way Chris Rodriguez, when they talk about competition all the time, anybody, anywhere, anytime, C-Rod bought into that. He changed his body.
Mm-hmm.
These are NFL running backs. Like, they're all big and strong.
Well, he's been in the league long enough at this point to
in his
understand
third season,
that he
right.
had to do something.
Yeah, dude. Like, he looks chiseled now, whereas that's probably not a word you would use to describe him previously. And he talked about all the speed work he's done, that his speed's much higher. Part of me thinks C-Rod might have more of a role than we're expecting. The Giants' backs, I mean, it's hard to look at that roster and know they let Saquon go. There is Tyrone Tracy.
He's good.
He ran well last year, but I think he put the ball on the ground a little bit, and that started to alarm.
Let's make him put it on the ground this game, too.
They have Devin Singletary there. I think they call him Motor. I would say kind of underwhelmed last year for what folks expected. Then they drafted the kid Cam Scataboo, Arizona State tough guy.
Yeah, he's like to come downhill. So we are going to have to limit the run first. That's how we beat the Giants. If they can run the ball, you got problems, because then they can now play action pass off of it.
Real quick, the one thing position group we haven't talked about yet, quarterback. Who you like in that one?
Five.
That, like, we could talk about all of these things, but the way I expect Jaden Daniels to build off of last season, it's hard not to like their chances every week. And I don't want to get ahead of my skis. Let's do this. Let's talk X factors. X factors for the Commanders, X factors for the Giants. What player will make a big impact in this game that folks aren't thinking about? You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The thing with the Rood systems, they control the humidity. And when you can control the humidity, you control everything in the DMV. The weather's been perfect the last couple days, but it's not going to stay perfect. We all know that. This is D.C. Something wacky is going to happen. I don't know that we're all the way out of the heat yet. Whatever it is, you need to get a Rood system to control the humidity in your house. When you control the humidity in your house, then you're also going to have the exact temperature you want inside. Rood's the best. I got the system. Changed my house for the better. B, I know it did the same for you.
Yep, it sure definitely did. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning product in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In about a half hour, our boy Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News will join us.
Patrick.
Tell us all things going on with the New York Football Giants. It's week one, dude. There's an NFL game in
2 days.
Yeah, like 40 hours?
Thursday night.
Yeah. I can't wait. We're going to be at MGM, I think. That should be a lot of fun. If you're hanging, come see us at MGM.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an Uber situation for your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Simple question. ESPN looked at all 32 NFL teams to identify the X factor for each team. For the New York Giants, they identified their X factor, a guy that White Bryant's really high on, the cornerback, Paulson Adebo. I'm reading now from ESPN. The Giants are going to pressure the quarterback. With a defensive line room of Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Abdul Carter, you'd have to try not to. But we know pressure is not enough for a defense to succeed as quarterbacks get rid of the ball faster than ever before. Young man by the name of Daniels gets rid of that thing pretty quick.
Very quick.
I added that parenthetically. The Giants cornerback struggled last season. 2023 first-round pick Deonte Banks has flashed, but he failed to put together consistent weeks of strong coverage. In 2024, rookie slot Drew Phillips excels as a tackler and a blitzer, but can struggle to produce on the football. They need Adebo, whom they paid in free agency despite a major leg injury, to step up as a CB1. They can hide Banks from the toughest matchups and get safety help his way. They can get Phillips up into the line of scrimmage, pressing across the board and buying time for that pass rush to arrive. The past 1.5 seasons of Adebo were CB1 caliber. 7 picks and 28 passes defense for only 2 touchdowns surrendered. But he must be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Health is wealth, dog.
100%.
What was the Adebo injury? I mean, that's a young guy. I mean, I think he just got paid in his first, his rookie contract just expired. He got paid by the Giants off his work as a rookie with the Saints.
Okay.
I think he broke his leg.
Mm.
Is the femur the big one? The thigh muscle? The thigh bone? Is that the femur?
Yeah.
He broke his femur. I just Googled it.
That's a tough one to break.
Bro, that's the biggest bone in your body.
That's a tough one to break right there.
Now then
when you come back from it, do you completely come back?
The one injury I have never seen a player return from, and this has happened with multiple defensive linemen in my time covering the Washington. When you tear your quad,
yeah.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, like, think about how important your quad muscle is outside of like your back and your spine.
Yeah.
I can't think of. So the femur is the bone the quad is attached to. That's a big injury. And it happened in mid to late October.
So will he be 100%?
That's a good question for Pat Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jotting that down because I got pens. Adebo health. Bang. We're going to ask Pat that at noon. So ESPN says Adebo is the X factor for the Giants. Who would you say, B, is the X factor for Washington?
In the defensive backfield you're talking about?
No, the whole team.
The X factor is number 5.
He's pretty good.
I mean, the thing about, for me, Jaden is the X factor because if he continues cooking like he was at any, just even close to that, it gives us a chance. But if you want to go with somebody specifically other than him, I believe it's not a person, it's a thing. Having a running game on this football team changes the whole world. If they have a running game and you still can utilize Jaden as you did last year, time of possession worked for them. And because they will have the ball 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 15 minutes, and have a damn long touchdown drive at the end. The other team comes on the field, and I don't give a damn who your offensive coordinator is. If a team keeps the ball 7, 8, 9 minutes or more, and they go down and they score a touchdown, it's hard as hell to stay patient. Now you start letting it go. And then you put – what you do for a team is you go away from your game plan where you try to establish a run, and then you start doing multiple things off of it, which is the easiest way to win games.
Sure.
You become a pass-happy team. And now you allow that other team to be a one-dimensional team and go after you, and it works in your favor. Because if they know, if I don't score, and they get it back, and hell, Jaden goes 7, get a touchdown, go 8 minutes, get a touchdown, you are in dire straits at that point.
ESPN says Debo Samuel is the Commanders' X factor. I'm reading now.
He can be a big plus.
Samuel was already an intriguing player when the Commanders traded for him. A wide receiver barely ever used down the field, best creating after the catch and beyond his athletic prime. but perhaps with some seasons left in the tank. As things have developed further, the recently resolved training camp holdout from Terry McLaurin, Samuel has become even more important. The Commanders expect to spread and shred the field again, so Samuel figures to consistently get 6 or 7 touches a game as a backfield option or receiver on quick run pass options. Mm-hmm. They need him to be dynamic, and while he wasn't the same player last season as he was prior to that, he is still above average. Samuel was 12th among all skill position players in yards after the catch over expectation per NFL Next Gen stats. Austin Eckler was 8th on that list. Mm-hmm. If Samuel doesn't bring the juice, the Commanders' options to replace his unique role are understandably thin. I don't disagree with that. But my X factor for the Commanders last year, 5th in the NFL in scoring, 7th in yards gained. They outscored their opponents. I mean, on the season, I want to say they were like almost plus 100 in point differential. It was probably plus 90.
Football talk. Football talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, football talk is what we do on B. Mitch Finley. Talking NFL X Factor, specifically for the Commanders. ESPN says it's Deebo Samuel. For me, I'm going to the other side of the ball. I think arguably Javon Kinlaw is like the most important player for Washington. If you look at what's ahead of them, and knowing the Eagles are in that division, like they've got to be able to stop the run.
Totally.
And I think Kinlaw is what they believe is going to be a vital piece of doing that, you know?
We talked about looking at him and how massive of a man he is. Well, he's going to have to play big on Sundays and be that guy and be dominant. But the thing about him, I want him to be able to go out there and do what Kinlaw can do. The guy knows he can play, he can be a run stopper, but he also can move on the outside and be a problem for people. I need him to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
be what he's capable of.
Totally. They need solid, strong play out of Kinlaw to be what they want to be. The other side of this, I look at Bill.
Yeah.
There's so much excitement about Bill, and I see why. I mean, he makes some cuts that look really, really advanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get rid of B-Rob. We know Eckler's role. There's plenty to like with Bill, but also questions. It's a rookie. You got to see it. But that, you talk about an X factor, a guy that actually looks explosive with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
If he can run the ball and give them some explosiveness out of the backfield to pair with Eckler, maybe C-Rod, whatever, however the roles end up shaking out. But like Bill was a head turner in camp. Head turners tend to be X factor.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Lanville, who's your X factor for this Washington team?
For me, I actually think it's Marshawn Lattimore. To me, his performance kind of will determine how good the secondary plays this year. If he plays like he did with the Commanders last year, it could be brutal, and you know the offense might need to put up 30 a game. But if he can get kind of back to what we had seen from Marshawn Lattimore more throughout his career, then you think that maybe the secondary doesn't give up so many plays and there's not as much pressure on the offense to have to go out and score consistently, put up, you know, 30, 35 points a game to win. So for me, I think it's Marshawn Lattimore.
I like that. It's
good
a
pick,
good one.
Good pick.
Jeffrey, what about you?
Okay, so you know I have to be extra. I have two,
we know.
Two X factors. They're on different sides of the ball and they're units. And I say the offensive and the defensive line. Offensive.
That is not an answer, dog.
It is, though, JP, because.
He's naming nine people.
No, because one thing we've seen last year.
They work as an entity, though.
One thing we've seen last year, we were seeing our running backs get contact 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage before they even hit the hole. That's a big thing. And I say the defensive line because if we generate enough pressure, I think we would generate more turnovers with the DB unit that we have. So that's why I'm making the O-line and the D-line the X-factors because, like we said, we're looking in regards to Philly. We have to look there because they won the Super Bowl. They're in our division. One thing they have is powerful offensive line, powerful defensive line. I also need to step up.
Lanville, would you like to comment on Jeff picking the offensive and defensive lines as his X factors?
I mean, pick 20% of the team.
Hey, and the 20% that actually counts.
Yes, the ball, it starts in the O-line hand. We got to protect Jaden so he can even get the ball to Debo or any of our skills players. And we have to generate pressure. That's one thing we had a problem with last year. We cannot generate enough pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change.
So, Doug, I don't disagree with everything you've said is Jeff talking ball. I get that. But, like, if we're going to talk about week one, this season, all of it, like, the Jaden is the headline. Jaden is the top thing. Number two is offensive and defensive line play, being better than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hardly X factors.
Yeah, but it has to be.
It's like a huge factor. It's not an X factor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Our X factor with this offensive line and defensive line have to be a huge factor, JP. Especially when we looked at how Philly was just pushing our O-line in the backfield. Our D-line was getting blown away. It's like I was playing DN.
But so, like, if you had said Brandon Coleman and Wiley, right? Like, those are my X factors because they got to be stronger on the interior. Bang. That's it.
Well, according to your theory, that's still more than one person. Well, if you want one person, JP, Kinlaw. I mean, not bad. Not Kinlaw. I was being spiteful. That's why I just yelled some stupid stuff. I'm going with Tunsil.
I like that.
And I'm going with Von Miller. You want me to tell you why I say Von?
Sure.
I think Von is going to help them guys with their moves on the D line. And it's gonna help our team a lot. And I believe he's gonna come in. A lot of people underestimate him. He's gonna have a big year this year. A lot of sacks. I don't know how many, but he's gonna get a lot. More than five.
So last year, I believe Luvu paced this team with sacks.
Oh, he did?
I'm pulling it up right now. I could be wrong, but I want to say it was Frankie. No, it was Fowler, rather. I'm sorry. Of the guys returning, Fowler had 10.5. Of the guys returning, it's Luvu had 8. Armstrong with 5. Payne with 4. Who is your leading sack getter by the end of the year, B?
On the team?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Wise or Armstrong.
Why?
I think Dedrick Wise is when you see him walking, you go, who's this dude? When you see him on the football field, dude, he has every technique you need. I think he's very good. Last year I watched Dorrance Armstrong do some things, and I believe this year being in this defense for the second year makes it a little bit easier for him, and I think he'll have more consistency. He didn't have consistency last year. I think he'll have better consistency this year.
Professor Landini, leading sack man.
I don't even know. Part of me wants to say Daron Payne, just because I think that this could be potentially a make or break year for him contract wise, and guys just seem to play better when it's an important year contract wise for him.
Well, I mean, Payne has one career double digit sack year, and it was the last time he was in a contract year. So you're not crazy for that. Now, Jeff, we're gonna try this again. Who's the player you think will lead the Commanders in sacks?
Well, I think the entire defense right now. I really want to say, I know this is going to sound repetitive, but I want to say Vaughn, because isn't this what they signed him for? They want him to specifically rush the passer?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I think saying Von Miller is entirely reasonable. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best pass rushers of all time. Yes, it'll be situational, but if it goes right, it could go very right. I don't think that's crazy at all. I'm going to say Frankie. I think with a better D-line in front of him, Frankie's playmaking ability at getting to the quarterback will be even more pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Frankie, but I like our picks there. That was well done. When we come back, Pat
Leonard.
Why
you ask Brian?
White Brian, who's your command? He's a Giant fan, so I
all right, don't ask him.
Who do you got?
Yeah, he might say Von Miller, Thibodeau.
He said Von Miller. There you have it. Nobody go anywhere. Pat Leonard's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.